protect your home or business, trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Number one, Jannik Sinner won the Wimbledon title in four sets, beating number two, Alexander Zverev. In golf, Tom Kim took the Scottish Open by two strokes. WNBA's late game had Indiana dominating at Las Vegas, 109-75 the final. FIFA says it will look at the World Cup field being expanded from 48 to 64 teams in the future. The World Cup semis start Tuesday afternoon. Major League Baseball is on All-Star break. Fox TV will carry the All-Star game Tuesday night from Philadelphia, and the Phillies' own Christopher Sanchez will start the All-Star Classic for the National League. Toronto's Dylan Cease will start for the AL. San Diego held on to beat Toronto 5-4 after two runs in the bottom of the eighth. San Francisco with two in the eighth beat Colorado 3-1. Arizona swept the Dodgers in LA 5-3 Sunday's final, and Boston won its ninth in a row, a 3-2 10-inning win at the Mets.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale now, midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CAL FIRE releases report of 4th of July task force efforts. California Mid-State Fair opening Wednesday this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 73 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. All fireworks enforcement actions reported by CAL FIRE were conducted by CAL FIRE law enforcement offices assigned to the CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Unit Prevention Bureau. The efforts were also conducted in cooperation with the County Sheriff's Office and local public safety partners. Cal Fire Law Enforcement Officers says they responded to 26 fireworks-related incidents and issued 5 criminal citations with 230 public contacts. No significant fires were reported. Overall, Cal Fire said they observed fewer fireworks-related emergencies than in prior years. Phase 2 of the Creston Road construction project will begin today from Niblick Road to just past Orchard Drive. Improvements include roadway rehabilitation and paving, utility upgrades, new sidewalks and ADA improvements, and a roundabout at Rolling Hills. To expedite the roundabout, Public Works says Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic from Creston Road to Golden Hill, with access from Golden Hill Road for residents and the Children's Academy Montessori only. Creston Road is expected to remain open to traffic in both directions throughout the project, with lane adjustments and traffic controls as necessary. The full scope of the project will go through fall 2028. Phase 2 of the Creston Road Corridor Improvement Project costs approximately $17.8 million. California Mid-State Fair opening July 15th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The California Mid-State Fair starts this week on July 15th and will run through July 26th. At 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday will be the F4H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, followed by the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m., and the fair and its exhibits will officially open its gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena on Wednesday will be Old Dominion with Dasha and Annie Bosco. The County Sheriff's Office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a phone scam. In these scams, callers falsely claim to be from a law enforcement agency and tell victims they have an outstanding arrest warrant. The scammers then demand payment via Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Apple Cash, or other money transfer services to clear the warrant. Scammers may also spoof their phone number so it displays as a law enforcement agency or a government office. The Sheriff's Office reminds residents they will never call or demand a payment over the phone to resolve a warrant or a criminal matter. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On Council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at 590905 East Mall at the Atascadero Senior Center. The second public hearing is an annual military equipment report. Per California law, the city is required to review and approve any military equipment used by law enforcement agencies. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. North County Dance Foundation will be holding auditions for its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker. Since its debut in 1996, The Nutcracker has become one of Paso Robles' most cherished holiday traditions. Auditions are open to dancers ages 6 and older, welcoming both children and adults. Auditions will be held Saturday, August 22nd at Class Act Dance Studio in Paso Robles. An information meeting will be held August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the studio. Performances will be in early December. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Blue Jays 5-4, the Giants beat the Rockies 3-1, the Diamondbacks over the Dodgers 5-3, the White Sox over the Athletics 9-1, the Twins beat the Angels 4-2, the Yankees over the Nationals 5-3. Tonight, no games will be played. Tomorrow is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. In California news, a wildfire sparked Friday afternoon in northern Los Angeles County near Pinyon Hills. The area is about 7,200 people in its population, and the fire reached over 2,700 acres as of this morning, with 30% containment. Another fire erupted Saturday afternoon off Highway 49, about 2 miles northeast of Loyalton in Northern California. The fire has grown to over 6,000 acres, with only 5% containment. Meta, the parent company for Instagram and Facebook, has appealed the verdict of a landmark court case in Los Angeles. The jury found that social media platforms were a substantial factor in causing harm to children, and that the design of the apps deliberately caused harm to its user base. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future reports. Innovations in genetics have produced tremendous results for large staple crops like corn and soybeans. But new technology could hold the same promise for more specialty crops. Dr. Matt DeLeo with Ella Life Systems says molecular farming has the potential to add a new layer of value to existing operations without requiring farmers to make major operational changes.
And, you know, whenever you speak to farmers in the U.S., at least, they're always hungry for new innovation, new ways they can produce more with less, right? And, the sugar beet world is no different. If you're, let's say, in the world of corn, there's lots of new innovations every year, but not every other crop gets that kind of attention. And so we've gotten, a lot of curiosity and a lot of interest from the farmers and processors and other people in the sugar beet world that we've talked to who see this as one more layer of value they can stack on top of what they're already doing without them really having to change too much, just take advantage of, this new technology.
DeLeo says truly innovative ideas have to seamlessly integrate into existing farm operations.
Technologists can, have this glib attitude of, just buy this new, application part for your tractor, right? And then no problem, you can just use it, right? And all this stuff costs money and time. And if you can fit within their existing way of working, it makes a really big difference.
Again, that's Dr. Matt DeLeo with LO Life Systems.
Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. As the New World screwworm expands into the U.S. from Mexico, California's pest exclusion leaders have already developed a response plan that includes trapping and education. The flesh-eating parasite, which was confirmed in one dog in New Mexico and more than two dozen cattle, sheep, and goats in Texas in June, has yet to be found in California. But Alec Jerry, a University of California Riverside veterinary entomology professor, said producers should prepare now for the pest's potential arrival by becoming familiar with identification and prevention. We haven't had these screwworms in the U.S. for so long that we've forgotten what we need to watch for, he said. Animal producers at this point should be learning about screwworm and how to identify it and how to protect their animals from it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Partly cloudy on Saturday. Sunny skies Sunday and Monday. 103 Wednesday, upper 90s on Thursday, upper 80s Friday, low 90s on Saturday and Sunday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 74 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Shares of chip makers are losing ground, keeping the NASDAQ under pressure. South Korean chip maker SK Hynix down 6% on the NASDAQ. It slumped more than 15% in Seoul. Other chip companies are also losing ground. Stellantis shares up 3.5% on signs its turnaround plans are working and demand is picking up for new models. Jeep's parent company says global shipments of cars and trucks were up around 10% in the recent quarter. In North America, shipments were up around 38%. Stellantis also makes Ram trucks, Chrysler, and Dodge models. And MGM Resort shares are up 0.5%. The Wall Street Journal says MGM has been talking with investor Barry Diller, who made an offer for the business about a month ago. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The Blueprinter and Graphics in Paso Robles invites you in for all your printing needs, not only construction drawings and blueprints. The Blueprinter and Graphics specializes in flyers, business cards, brochures, vinyl banners, and much more. So bring it all to the Blueprinter and Graphics on the corner of 4th and Spring in Paso Robles. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The subject of today's story is a famous writer known to all. Although he isn't known for his works about the Old West, it was his experiences there that started his writing. Clemens started work as a printer. Feeling the occupation wasn't exciting, he became an apprentice riverboat pilot on the Mississippi River. Then in 1861, his brother Orrin was appointed the secretary to the territorial governor of Nevada, and Clemens decided to accompany his brother out west. Like many a man looking for adventure and wealth, Clemens spent his time in Nevada prospecting for gold and silver. And like many a man, he was unsuccessful. Being without money and food on July 6, 1862, Samuel Clemens got a job as a reporter for the Virginia City Territorial Enterprise. During this time, it was the in thing for reporters to write under a pen name. For his name, Samuel Clemens went back to his days on the Mississippi River. Because the depth of the Mississippi was inconsistent, riverboat people would regularly mark the depth of the water. When the depth was 2 fathoms, the man would cry out, "Mark Twain!" Samuel Clemens, or Mark Twain as we now know him, bloomed as a writer. He was sent to California to report on the growth there. From his experiences, he wrote his first published work of fiction, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. After 5 years in the West, Mark Twain returned to Buffalo, New York. Although in 1872, he wrote an account of his Western adventures entitled Roughing It, all of his other works focused on the Northeast. However, were it not for his experiences in the Old West, he may have spent the rest of his life on the Mississippi River as Samuel Clemens. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Phase 2 of the Creston Road construction project will begin today from Niblick Road to just past Orchard Drive. Starting today, for construction of the roundabout at Rolling Hills Road will be closed to through traffic from Creston to Golden Hill. Creston Road itself is expected to remain open for the full duration of Phase 2 through fall 2028. The County Sheriff's Office is once again warning residents of San Luis Obispo County of a phone scam. Callers falsely claim to be from a law enforcement agency and will tell victims they have an outstanding arrest warrant, demanding money to clear it. Scammers may also have their numbers appear as a law enforcement agency for a government office. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 74 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Senate coming back from recess, returning to work, but it's doing so without one of its most influential members after the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham from a torn aorta. President Trump remembering his political ally on Fox.
If I had Democrat problems, he could solve them. He was a man of all different abilities, actually, and he was a nice man. He was a great guy.
Graham had just returned from a trip to Ukraine. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell finally giving an update on his health.
In an open letter to Kentuckians Sunday night, Senator Mitch McConnell attributing his childhood fight with polio to a fall he suffered last month that rendered the 84-year-old briefly unconscious. McConnell saying his recovery will take time and that while he won't be on the Senate floor anytime soon, he's not taking a break from Senate business.
And that is Fox's Jeff Manasso reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Monday and feel a little bit muggy. Highs in the mid-90s, some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s, and we'll warm up to the upper 90s on Tuesday. Wednesday, 103, upper 90s Thursday, cool down to the upper 80s on Friday and Saturday, low 90s Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. Let's see, where did I go here? All right, 5:58 a.m., 8:20 p.m., we are at 74. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. Sliding doors, swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, the boys are back. I'll have them on this afternoon. They'll be on a couple more times before they head back to school in August. And then also Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, email into the studio. Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, we need them ASAP. They'll be there. Call them 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL.
She just started like the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, a couple of things here on the text and the email. Eastwood movie. It's named Absolute Power. Either way, it was his best movie. Never heard of it. Okay, let's see here on the text. My favorite. I know a business owner in SLO that took his doctor to small claims court and won because of excessive wait times. Chris, when you go to a doctor, do you have to wait long?
No, because I go early in the morning.
Okay.
Right as soon as I'm out of here.
Okay. All right. So not an issue for you.
Not an issue for me, but I could see how it could probably be an issue for somebody else.
All right.
I don't wait long, but I still have to wait despite being there on time.
All right. Even for your young age, you seem to have more patience than most, would there be a breaking point?
For waiting at the doctor?
Yeah.
I'd say probably if I have to wait there for half an hour or more.
Okay. Now, if they came out and said, you know, the world ended yesterday, the doctor's just rebuilding it, we're sorry for the wait, could you hold on a little bit longer?
Yes, if there was some sort of explanation as to why things are slowing down a little bit, I can wait a little bit longer.
Okay, so I think one of the main things is if the office staff came out and said whatever it may be. However, I also think that they may run the risk of not wanting to. Or having to answer questions they don't want to answer. Let's see here. Speaking of landings, when we land, my husband and I always look at each other either way and say Air Force or Navy. Okay, this is kind of funny. Rough, short landings are Navy pilots because they have learned to land on aircraft carriers. Long, smooth landings are Air Force pilots because they typically land on long runways. It's just an inside joke between us, and I'm sure the Air Force or the Navy. Okay. That's funny. I like that. Thank you for sending that in. All right, let's see here. So, why do doctors make you wait so long? Well, there's an AI answer for that, but that's why we're here. We're going to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. We thoroughly enjoy your show. And I just was wondering if anyone has ever been told by their doctor that they've gone concierge and it's $2,400 a year on top of the insurances that you already have that already pay.
Yes, I've heard that. And I know a couple of people who have looked elsewhere for a new doctor.
Yes, I did. I couldn't do that, so I looked somewhere else. Yeah.
Did you ask the reason?
No, I didn't. He just said he didn't get enough money. Wasn't getting enough money. That's what I heard anyway.
Okay, now that's that creates a little bit of an issue because depending on the length you've had your doctor, you build up that trust in each other.
Yeah, I really had him for a long time, and it was really sad for me. It made me cry because it's just sad to have to change doctors. And I don't need the doctor hardly ever. You know, I'm 80 years old, and I still don't really need to go to the doctor. I just, you know, it's just an artery check and just different things like that.
Yeah, it's good. Even when you're healthy, to, you know, have that yearly checkup is always recommended.
Right, exactly.
Okay, but you did you have any trouble getting another doctor?
Well, I have a nurse practitioner. I heard she was good, so that's who I went with, and I can't see her till August.
Okay, but it's not like you need to see her. It's just you're going to have your checkup.
Exactly.
Okay, well, you're in a good situation, probably more than a lot of people your age.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I do Zumba 3 days a week and dance Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I do a lot.
Okay.
And I have two horses, so.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you've...
You're busy.
You're used to getting a little bit of exercise.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, a little exercise and some of that sunshine.
That's it.
All right, well, good for you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day, Kevin. Thank you.
You too. 19 minutes away from 9 o'clock at The Right Choice. Okay, so according to Al here, which I refer to, long waits happen because the medical system operates at peak capacity with very little buffer. This delay stems from nationwide physician shortages, time-consuming insurance and electronic health record paperwork, and packed daily schedules where one complex patient or medical emergency quickly throws off the entire day's timing. Okay. They lump this all together, but I wonder if the packed daily schedule is more of the reason. Because you go into a physician's office, and, you know, I know they're different. I've been into, I'll reference a couple years ago when I had the knee replacement, that office there, I don't know how many... I don't know if they were nurses or, you know, you had the receptionist, and then you had all, I think, four or five others that were on all these computers doing stuff. They were not nurses. That was separate. So they're doing their thing, then why would it back up the doctor? Is that because they're overscheduled? Or you get... you know, here, and this would make sense, a complex patient or the emergency, depending, you know, on the situation. And goes on to say that doctors often double book slots to account for no-shows. When patients actually show up or need extra time to discuss complicated symptoms, the physician falls behind schedule. Okay. I didn't know that they double book slots to account for no-shows. Okay. The unpredictable emergencies. A doctor's day is never completely rigid. An urgent care, hospital call, or discovering a serious health issue during a routine physical can drastically, understand that. And it says here the administrative burden. Physicians spend a massive portion of their day on pre-charting, managing prior authorizations, and dealing with insurance documentation, rather than direct patient care. Okay. So let's get the government more involved with our health care. And it continues, the U.S. population is growing older and requiring more complex care, while the number of available doctors struggles to meet the demand. To minimize your time in the waiting room, ask the receptionist for the first appointment of the morning or right after lunch, as these are the times doctors are most likely to be on schedule. All right, and that's what you do, Chris. You get by design, or you just luck out. right?
You mean getting in more or less earlier on time with my doctor?
Yeah.
I guess it's getting lucked out.
Okay. Well, you know, for people that have just more issues, they probably would run into more problems of coming up against this. Luckily, I only go, matter of fact, I'll be going Thursday. I just go once a year for my annual checkup. So, and I know that won't be an issue. I won't be in the waiting room more than 5 minutes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Rick. And I asked my doctor why it's consistently 40 to 45 minutes after my scheduled appointment time, and he says it's because I'm covering the emergency room, I'm covering my regular patients, and I'm covering surgery, and California doesn't have enough doctors ever since the ACA.
Okay. So you've gotten used to it, or you still get fed up?
Well, I don't like it, but it is what it is. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? You know, it's a specialist. And you take what you can get because California doesn't have enough doctors.
Hmm. Okay, and you said he's a specialist?
Yeah, he's a urologist.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, for the patient, but also, you know, to give the doctor some, I guess, break. They can't be happy about it because they're under the gun.
Yeah, and sure, you know, and he's got to drop what he's doing to go cover the emergency room or something like that. Yeah, it's got to put stress on him. But the problem is not enough doctors, and that came down to government meddling for a whole host of reasons, including the extra pressure from added immigration and adding extra requirements and the payment schedules. It's cleared out a lot of doctors. It's, I'm just not going to put up with this anymore. I'm retiring.
Well, you know, in those instances, you almost can't blame them. But when you're in the waiting room, are there a lot of, you know, are there 5, 10, 15 people along with you in there?
Yeah, I would say on an average about 8.
Okay. And in your particular situation, when you go in, how much time does the doctor spend with you, or how much time does he need to spend with you?
Usually about 5 minutes.
Okay. Now.
And that's about it.
And you're okay with that?
Well, like I say, it's like, what are you going to do?
Well, but no, the reason why I'm asking is because I don't mind that at all. If you know,
I'm not thrilled with it. Once you get used to it, figure, okay, this is what it is, and you don't count on being someplace else, you know, in a timely fashion because you're not going to get served in a timely fashion. So you just schedule around it and just count on if you got an 11 o'clock appointment, he's going to see you at 11:45.
Okay,
for 5 minutes. You allow an hour for a 5 minute visit.
Okay, I guess what I was trying to get at is, and everybody's different, and, you know, depending on the, like, you know, in your case, and the example I have used is, I just want the basics. I'm not going to burden them with 55 what-ifs. Kevin, we need to put a new knee in. Okay, thank you. What are the procedure? What do we do? Et cetera, et cetera. That shouldn't take 15 minutes to tell me, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with going in for my annual and saying, hey, Kevin, you need to cut out the potato chips. I don't need a 5 minute explanation.
No, because you can research that on your own.
Well,
you can ask AI, why do I need to cut out potato chips?
Well,
and the nice lady in the AI will tell you.
Well,
it's because you're too damn fat. Okay.
Well.
too much fat around your heart. And you go, oh, okay.
Okay, now.
Thank you, nice lady on AI.
Well, when you get to a certain age, you know that anyway.
Yeah, you say, oh, you look in the mirror when you get out of the shower and go, oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, you go, like, okay, I know he's going to ask these questions. How am I going to answer them, et cetera, et cetera. And most doctors will know when you're fibbing anyway.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You know, he can give you guidance. It's up to you whether or not you're going to accept it and follow it. That's his job, is to, you know, at least take the data and then extrapolate what's useful for you.
Or no, but also this scenario. Hey, look, Doc, I'm not going to stop with the potato chips, so can you give me a prescription to offset it?
Yeah, that sounds ill-advised and suboptimal.
Well, it's because we don't want to cut back, do we?
They're like, okay, if I don't want to cut back on the potato chips, can you give me another suggestion? Maybe cut back on some other component of your diet that's causing havoc.
Well,
if I cut back on the potato chips, do I need maybe cut back on my French fried eggplant or whatever goofy thing that you're eating?
Well, you know, there are limits, and only certain things a man will do.
Chips were a problem for me. I figured I was eating the Mission tortilla chips. So I figured, you know, what the heck, it's just corn. But once you start eating them, it becomes kind of an unconscious thing when they're just sitting there. You want more. The more you eat, the more you want.
That's the old commercial. That's the old commercial. I bet you just can't eat one.
And that's the truth. So don't start.
Yes, it is.
I switched over to fresh fruit when I got the munchies and felt like I was going out of my mind because, like, your blood sugar starts crashing just a little bit because you haven't had enough potato chips. and it was by accident. I'd run out of potato chips, but I had some fruit around. And at the end of the week, I'd lost a couple of pounds, and it's like the light bulb went off.
Oh, there you go. You're starting to
not just corn. You start looking at the ingredients label, and it says oil and salt and all this other stuff. It tastes good, and I like it. I didn't quit eating chips. I just quit buying them.
Well, one is I don't want to read the label because I don't want to ruin it for me. But I have, I think, like a lot of people, hopefully, that just naturally over time you just cut back anyway.
Well, yeah, it has to be somewhat of a conscious decision at some point. And it's like you either recognize that it's affecting you or it's not affecting. You know, when your metabolism is higher at a younger age, yeah, you burn all that off and it doesn't matter. You can eat anything you want.
And yeah.
But if you slow down a little bit because, like your knees, you're just not going to burn it off like you did before.
No. No, not.
I followed that same pattern. I wasn't burning it off the way I was before, and it was starting to catch up with me.
Yeah, well, a lot of things as you have more birthdays catch up with you automatically. So, all right, sir, we got another call. I appreciate yours. It was fun.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm one of those people who has spent a long time taking the steps to make sure that my doctor appointments go well. And one of the things I do is I don't book appointments after the doctor appointment. So that way, if something happens, I can relax, take it easy if the doctor is running late. And I've been in an office where the doctor had an emergency, and I was in the waiting room for about 45 minutes. They did come in and tell me, and I was just fine with it because I had nothing to go to afterwards. And I take those steps. So also, you know, when you have a regular on Medicare, when you have a regular yearly appointment, the thing I found out was if you don't keep those appointments because you don't need to, you're not feeling bad or something, Medicare sends you a letter and says, if you don't keep your regular doctor appointment, we're going to reduce, I forget what the letter said. It was either reduce the benefit or something like that of my regular care. So I keep those appointments whether I want to or not. And when you go in for that appointment, it's 13 minutes. That's what you get. That's what the doctor schedules. And if you've got other things to discuss, rather than just, you know, the regular things, you get billed for that. I've gotten a bill for $58 because I brought up an issue, short subject, brought up an issue over and above the regular checkup, and I got a bill for the extra service. Well, so there's things you have to do.
Well, you know, I equate this the same with calling an attorney. Like, you know, I've used our FCC attorney. Okay, I'm not going to get into a conversation when they call or I need to call them about the weather in Washington, D.C. or California.
There you go.
I'm getting right to the point. Hi, nice to talk. I got this. Let's go. That's it.
And yes.
Same, you know, again, I understand the, you know, with the medical thing, but just my experience with people, they tend to over talk. I'm in there with a doctor. He doesn't have to have a clown suit on and make me laugh or anything like that. Doctor, just tell me A, B, C, D. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm the same way because I look at my time as being as valuable as theirs. I'm not gonna load them down with minutia. But I do know people, and especially, and I'll say this because I'm an older person, I will just say that a lot of older people use that opportunity to discuss things, you know, and talk about all the miscellaneous with their doctors. Don't do that. You know, I don't do that. I want in, I want out, but I always make sure that if the unusual situation happens that I don't get just in and out, I'm okay with it. I'm not going to have a fit about it. And I'm going to be very respectful of my doctor and her time.
Well, I've had a couple of people, and again, this is recently because, I only go for my yearly, but every once in a while something comes up where I have to go to somebody new. And, you know, I've had people say, well, don't go to him. Why? Well, because he's cold. He's this, that. And I say, I don't care.
I don't either.
As long as they're good, I don't care.
Yep. I said, I don't care about bedside manners. Are you the best at what you do? And if you are, I'm yours. Yep. But I don't care about all the chit-chat. I don't have time for it, and particularly, I don't have the patience for it. I want my doctor to be nice. I want my doctor to treat me well. And as long as they provide that good service to me and they do all of the proper follow-up work, I'm good. And more importantly, honestly, this sounds silly, but more importantly, that their staff is competent. If a doctor is working with an incompetent staff, you just struggle for everything you do. So I look at staff the same way I look at my doctor. If you're not on top of it, if you haven't got your stuff together, I'll go find somebody else.
I did that, and also one of the reasons why I did it was with my dentist, is that they were sending me all these cutesy-wootsy things on my email. And I told them to stop it. I don't want this cutesy-wootsy crap, et cetera, et cetera. And they kept doing it. And I finally, one day, I said, I'm done.
Yeah. And another thing that a good, competent doctor with a competent staff will do is I get a text that says, confirming the appointment is generally the day before or 2 days before,
right.
Confirming the appointment and sending any form that needs to be filled out, they're sending it in the text.
Mm-hmm.
I can fill it out on my phone and I'm done.
Yep, that's the way to do it. Good for you. We're out of time. We got to go.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, perfect ending.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. North County Dance Foundation will be holding auditions for its 30th anniversary production of The Nutcracker. Auditions will be held Saturday, August 22nd at Class Act Dance Studio in Paso Robles, with an information meeting August 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has released the results of its 4th of July operational and enforcement efforts for the holiday. CAL FIRE says they issued 5 criminal actions after responding to 26 fireworks-related incidents. CAL FIRE said they observed fewer fireworks related to emergencies than in previous years. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 75 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have the boys. We'll be back. They'll be on a couple more times before they go back to school. So enjoy that. And Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.